From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Eurostar trains traveling between Britain and France were stopped for several hours overnight because of suspicions that illegal migrants were blocking the tracks. Hundreds of passengers were frustrated and angry after Tuesday night's delays, which affected five Paris to London trains. Officials believe that the migrants might either be in the tunnel or traveling atop the trains to cross from one country to another. On Tuesday, the International Organization for Migration said more than 350,000 migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Babar Balogh, spoke to VOA and said all countries need to do their part in dealing with this crisis.
All the countries on the way have their own responsibilities in terms of how to deal with these people. So they need to be received better, treated humanly and with dignity.
The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the issue on September 14th. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. The workers are employed by a construction company, Nural Insat, which is constructing a soccer stadium. The gunmen kidnapped the workers around 3 a.m. There's no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motive. Human Rights Watch has called for Houthi fighters and pro-government forces in Yemen's southern city of Aden to humanely treat detainees and to punish anyone responsible for committing abuses against them. The Houthis seized Aden in March, but fighters backing the President Rabu Mansur Hadi reclaimed the port city. This is VOA News. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator went on trial Wednesday at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Bosco Ntaganda, one of the founders of the M23 rebel movement, denies the 18 charges against him. They include 13 counts of war crimes, attacking civilians, rape, sexual slavery, and enlistment of child soldiers, as well as 5 counts of crimes against humanity, including murder, attempted murder, persecution, and forcible transfer of population. The ICC says a 41-year-old Ntaganda is charged for actions that allegedly took place in Congolese villages between 2002 and 2003. Major stock markets in China and elsewhere in the region saw another day of volatile trading Wednesday. The head of the IMF warned that concerns over Asia's economy were reverberating across the globe. The IMF head, Christine Lagarde, who is visiting Indonesia Wednesday, said that the recent market volatility shows how rapidly concerns can spread from one region to the next.
What has been demonstrated in the last few weeks is also how much Asia is at the core of global economy and how much disruption.
Shanghai stocks plunged nearly 4.5% at opening before recovering to finish down 0.2%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei also tumbled in morning trading, but ended the day down only 0.4%. Trading was basically flat in Seoul and Sydney. North Korea has denied apologizing for a landmine explosion that injured 2 South Koreans and says Seoul risks hurting bilateral relations if it implies otherwise. The North's expression of regret over the attack was a central part of the deal reached last week to end a period of bitter hostility between the two neighbors. South Korea's unification ministry Wednesday deflected questions about that apology dispute, saying both sides should instead focus on implementing the agreement. That's ministry spokesman Jung Jun-hee. He says the fact is the expression of regret was included, and it's not time for us to ride an emotional roller coaster or argue over what's right and wrong about the agreement. Under the terms of the agreement, the North expressed regret for the landmine incident and returned South Korea shut off anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcasts into the North. 2 more Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by grenade blasts during Monday's violent demonstrations outside Parliament. The death toll is now to 3. Monday, nationalists clashed with security forces as lawmakers voted on constitutional amendments to give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.